Brett Hellner on WBAL Sportsline is looking back at the year that was. In 2012, it was a magical year as we start our 12 plays or moments or stories in 2012. And magic, let's just say that's how people describe the 2012 version of the Baltimore Orioles, just like the olden days. Every night, seemingly, there was another one of those magical, even downright impossible moments. What category would you put this one in? I'm not sure. But on August 8th, at Oriole Park at Camden Yards, Orioles rookie right-hander Steve Johnson made his first big league start.
Here's the pitch to Jaso, and a three-pitch strikeout, a high fastball, a swing and a miss. Jaso is gone, so he strikes out the side in his first starting assignment here as an Oriole at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. And here's a fastball, swing and a miss, strike three by Trevon Robinson, and in his first start in the big leagues. Steve Johnson, the 24-year-old from Baltimore, has now struck out nine.
Steve Johnson not only won, he went seven strong, striking out nine Seattle Mariners, and he did it on the anniversary that his father, Dave, won his first game for the Orioles back in 1989. Are you kidding me? It's one thing to have the local kid play for his hometown team, maybe do it and win his first start in his hometown ballpark. That's rare. That's impressive. But the odds of his father, also a Baltimorean, and also having pitched for his hometown team, that's the longest of long shots. But that performance by Johnson sparked a great final 7 weeks for the rookie, who started and pitched great out of the bullpen and in the rotation. A huge reason for the Orioles making it to the postseason. He went 4-0 with a 2.11 ERA for Baltimore. To our 11th biggest moment, September 23rd, a rematch on a national stage for Sunday Night Football at M&T Bank Stadium. The Ravens were hosting the Patriots after heartbreak in the AFC title game in January. You want to talk about heartbreaking, though, in the real sense of it. Hours before this game, Ravens wide receiver Torrey Smith received word that his brother, Tevin, died in a motorcycle accident. Most thought Torrey was not going to play this night, but he decided to give it a go, and he delivered the inspirational performance of the year.
Rice remains alone back. Play fake. Flacco deep drop. Firing deep. Far side. Look at end zone. And it is caught. Torrey Smith. Flag is down. Let's see if the touchdown stands.
It'll stand.
Here's the call.
There's no flag on the play. There's only the play. It's a touchdown.
Prayers heard. Play stands. Touchdown, Ravens.
Flacco settles under center. Ray Rice behind him. Play fake. Flacco, under pressure, on the run, throws end zone, caught, touchdown, Torrey Smith, the magic is still in the house.
It was amazing. Joe Flacco again outplayed Tom Brady, but again, it was a matter of the kicker in a Ravens-Patriots game. This year, the Ravens have a new kicker, Justin Tucker, new kicker, new result.
And now the game comes down to this. Justin Tucker, the rookie from Texas, a 27-yard try. Snap is good. Kick on the way. It's up. It is good! And the Ravens have beaten the Patriots. Time expires, and the Hayes in the barn!
Ravens win 31-30 as they continued their hot start in 2012. Number 10 in our countdown, the third Saturday in May at Old Hilltop. Off of his Derby victory, I'll Have Another took Baltimore by storm, led by trainer Doug O'Neill. They arrived in Charm City early and enjoyed every minute of their time here. And then on race day, delivered. As heard on TV 11, Baltimore's own Larry Coleman said the call on NBC, I'll Have Another against his big rival, Bodemeister. They squared off in a classic Triple Crown race showdown.
Bodemeister on top as they round the far turn. He went three quarters in 1:11.3, and Mike Smith and Bodemeister are in front by a length. Creative Cause is second. I'll Have Another well within striking range. Now Mario Gutierrez asks him to go, and he's three wide, and they're into the stretch, and it's Bodemeister coming to the eighth pole. I'll Have Another makes his move on the outside with one furlong to run. Bodemeister's in front. I'll Have Another is bearing down on him. It's Bodemeister, and I'll Have Another in a dramatic Preakness. Can I'll Have Another get there? Here he comes. Here's the wire. I'll Have Another dead. He ran down Bodemeister to win the Preakness, and the Triple Crown will be on the line at Belmont Park.
What? What a call, what a Preakness. The sports world was finally dialed into the Triple Crown Trail, but yet again, our thirst was not quenched. The day before the Belmont, I'll have another, was scratched. So yet again, we wait another year for a Triple Crown horse. How disappointing was that? But it was a great Preakness this past year. Preakness number 137, a gorgeous day in Baltimore. Perhaps the biggest pure story of the year came in November. To the shock of many, including yours truly, any other year, this may have been our top pick. But this year it stands as number 9. The University of Maryland, an original charter member of the Atlantic Coast Conference, bolts from the ACC to join the Big Ten in a couple of years. The days of cold winter nights along Tobacco Road, well, those are coming to an end. What Maryland gets is money, lots of it. The debate raged for days, merely a sign of the times in collegiate athletics. The great Terrapin and former member of the United States Congress, Tom McMillan, joined me on Sportsline that night when the news broke.
The Big Ten is a very good conference, and I'm not trying to say that there aren't strong merits to taking a look at this, but I don't believe that you should do this, in a weekend process. I believe that rivalries are being thrown out, like, as I said, dirty laundry. It just doesn't mean anything anymore.
That's Tom McMillan. And then the legendary longtime voice of Maryland, Johnny Holiday.
On one hand, yeah, I'm kind of sad like everybody else is initially, but then when you think about the long-term picture, you say, this is a pretty good deal. You're going from one great conference in the Atlantic Coast to another great conference in the Big Ten. I don't think Maryland can lose. I will certainly miss the atmosphere of Cameron Indoor Stadium. And who's to say that, down the road somewhere, that game won't pop back up in Maryland's schedule. You never know.
Yes, Maryland is leaving the ACC. Wide-ranging views on the matter. Let's just say it was a topic people wanted to weigh in on. To our eighth biggest story from just a little over a week ago, after a three-game losing streak, the Ravens had their firm grip on the AFC North crown slip away. On December 23rd, though, the defending world champs, the New York Giants, were in town, and the Ravens played perhaps their best game of the year. They completely dominated New York, start to finish.
Flacco spreads it out. Blitz pressure. Quick slant. Caught. Touchdown! Torrey Smith! Joe Flacco read the blitz up the middle perfectly and hit Torrey Smith on a quick slant, and the Ravens strike first in week 16.
The Ravens beat the Giants by Flacco's brilliance, 33-14, and they win their second straight AFC North title at home. John Harbaugh with their own Stan White after the game.
Yeah, I guess we had these hats on mothball, Stan, but you're okay. It was a great team effort. It's one of the things you build for. I mean, it doesn't come easy. I think sometimes you become the team that you're supposed to be through adversity. I feel like our guys are forged through a lot of that. I mean, all those games that we didn't win, we were fighting just as hard as we did today, but we executed better. We played better.
Joe Flacco also joined us on the postgame show.
Part of being good in this game is being tough and being able to stand up to some of that stuff and go out and continue to do your job as well as you can the next week. That's all you got to do. I mean, in this league, there's no other league that's so what have you done for me lately than this league is. That's all we have to do is keep our eyes forward and keep our heads down and just continuing to get better.
Yep, 5 straight trips to the postseason for the Ravens, and 9 times since 2000, the Ravens are going to the playoffs. When we come back, we'll continue our countdown. Something happened at Fenway Park that pretty much sums up the Baltimore Orioles this past year. But first, we'll go to break with our call of the year and perhaps the single most brilliant play by a Baltimore athlete in 2012. Jerry Sandusky was at the mic on WBAL on November 25th.
1:59 to play. The Chargers lead it 13-10. Flacco brings the Ravens to the line. He's in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Deep drop. Buying time. Throws under coverage to Ray Rice. He's at 45-50. Coming near side. Stiff arms a man. Sheds a tackle. Charger 40. Gets a block. 35. He's close to the 34. No flags on the play. Ray Rice has the first down, and the Ravens are still alive.